Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome, welcome to all the listeners out there in the news, Relay for Life, where I am Team Captain, Team I Am Blessed, that's EYEAMBLESS. We want to honor all our veterans on today. We want to honor all our veterans today. And I want to thank Mama T for being with us in the studio today. Mama T, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. I just have no complaints.
So we're going to go right into it for all our listeners. This is AKA Mama T, and she's an author, and we're going to discuss her book. We're going to discuss her workout routine. So where do you hail from, Mama T? Where were you born?
I was born in Detroit, Michigan, but I was actually raised in Chicago until I got married.
Oh, okay. Do you have any siblings?
Well, I'm from a huge family, girl. I have 10 sisters as well as 3 brothers.
Ooh.
I know. And I'm number 4 from the eldest. So trust and believe, I got a lot of parenting skills from tending to those minors of mine.
Wow. Growing up, what was your favorite thing to do growing up?
Well, when I was younger, it was really hanging out. You know, we spent a lot of time outside. You know, we were a big family. So after we did our chores, especially in the summer for good weather, we spent a lot of time outside. But I was assaulted when I was probably about 9, and I actually became a mute, and I turned to books. And from that day that I discovered books to now, that is, it's like something that I just can't live without, reading and enjoying books and stories. It comforted me.
That's a... Yes. Wow. That's very interesting. So growing up, when you were saying you were going through middle school on up, what was your favorite subject?
Reading for me was a literature. I love literature. I wasn't really
okay.
a big science person, but I love literature.
What do you feel growing up and facing those challenges that kept you going? What was your strength? How did you gain your strength?
What's weird is with the reading, I learned that there were alternatives, that everybody didn't live like we lived. And just becoming a reader, I saw how I could use that skill to further my education and escape that poverty that I was raised in. So I spent a lot of time educating myself and having the zeal for learning and growing. And that through middle school, I shined, and it allowed me to go to a better high school. That was a school of choice that I got selected to go into. So the reading was a comfort as a child, but it became the currency, if you will, that I used to get a better education.
Who were some of your role models growing up?
I had a teacher, Mrs. Williams, and she had a lot of struggles in her youth. I remember her. She was from New Orleans. And when I got pregnant, she shared a lot of her own personal problems or issues that she had overcome to become a teacher. And so she really gave me the strength to believe that I could overcome my circumstances. And there was a favorite lady. She wasn't my true aunt, but she didn't have kids. And, you know, when you're from a family that large, you don't get the kind of private attention you need. And she always came and got me every chance she could to spend some quality time with me. And I'm telling you, it was God's gift to my loneliness, being part of a big family, to get that individual attention that she always found time for me.
Have you ever had an interest in teaching as you were growing up? You said you had a favorite teacher. So did you ever have an interest to be a teacher when you were growing up?
Not a teacher, because I had gone to a Voltech school and I was a printer by trade. So what I did do is I worked under this program called Junior Grade Books, and it's through the different various library systems all across the country. And I was a tutor and a teacher, and I taught the kids to read and just to learn how to not just read but be able to understand and discern what the words meant. And I was able to pass my love for reading and learning through that program.
Some of the influential people growing up, artists or authors that had an impact on you?
Well, you know, I'm from the I was a teenager in the 60s. So I was in Chicago growing up on the South Side after the riots, and Jesse Jackson was a big influence on how I looked at myself, to look at myself in a more positive light, because in the 60s, the racism was overt. And he had this saying that was, "I am somebody." And that gave me the strength to know that no matter what my past had been and what I had been born into, I could still be somebody as long as I was willing to put in the work. And I really honed in on that. Black power movement was going around, and to know that we could be somebody, that lit a fire in me to keep going.
So growing up, you were influenced, you said, by Jesse Jackson. So our prayers
yes.
are definitely with him, because we're going to raise him up, because he's been in the hospital. So our prayers are definitely with him. So growing up in the 60s, how was it growing up in Chicago? You stated you were really influenced by him and, you know, the Black Power movement. So did you have a friend that you hung out with that shared similar interests as you?
No, but at school, you know, we were starting to come together as a fellow student, you know, and getting involved, working out in the community, helping people vote, tell them how they could vote, how important it was. We did a lot of grassroots stuff to make people aware of different programs. You know, the older people, they could go back to school and get a GED to improve their lives. So always was an advocate for social change, because, again, in the 60s, we didn't really have the EEOC was just being formed after the riot. And there weren't really many opportunities. And so this Black Power movement made us realize we are somebody and we deserve, and we're going to fight a peaceful fight to get what we want. And that not only helped me when I was involved with those different committees, it helped me get over a lot of the hardships that I would encounter being a single mom. And so that external drive became an internal fire that helped me land back on my feet when I fell down.
Okay, we're going right into it. So how long have you been married is my next question.
I have been married 47 years.
That is awesome.
Yes, I can't believe it. Yes, it's been 47
years.
And you
know I'm going to ask, what's the secret?
You have to know when to yield. You have to have some non-negotiables to get into a good marriage. You don't go into a marriage with someone who has so many flaws, you feel that you can change them. They may have smaller flaws, but you have to have something that would say it's a deal breaker if you have these behaviors or these attitudes. And we were friends first, and I got to know him, and that made all the difference. The minor things that we agree or disagree on, they're workable because they're not part of that non-negotiables that we each had and what we wanted in a mate.
Great. How many children do you have, Mama T?
I have Eric, my firstborn, and I have two daughters, Janico and Mallory Thomas. I had them, and my kids, a takeaway I had from being a family of 14 is I wanted children, but I didn't want a bunch of kids. But more importantly, I didn't want stair-step kids. I gave myself a chance to allow my firstborn to grow to 8 before I had his sister, and then she was 6 before I had her sister. So they got some of the quality time that I felt I really needed so that they wouldn't have that problem. You know, they still have problems, but I felt that giving them time to really be themselves and me to get to know them, that's probably one of the wisest things I did, to have them separated and not right on top of one another for myself.
Okay. Yeah, that means a lot. So with the siblings growing up, how did you find the balance?
Well,
the different personalities.
Well, I think one of the things that helped me a lot was they were at different stages. By the time Nico was born, Eric was 8. He had his friends. He had his pattern, you know, things that he went to, certain programs. So I was never fighting with them not being able to be served, if you need me understand. So by the time Eric was 16, Nico was 8. So he could actually help me some with getting her, picking her up from school or taking her to maybe her band practice or go to a track meetup with her sometimes. So that helped having that age difference. Then with my youngest one, I went back to college when she was about 7. So her sister was 13. It was the perfect time that I could finally go get my college education and know that I had two of my older children and their father to help out. So that was a pleasant bonus of my kids not being close in age.
So as you stated, going back to college, how was that like when you first started?
Oh, my God, it was very difficult because I don't think I had a clue how hard college would be. By this time, I've been out of college, high school, a little over 20 years. I wasn't a strong math student, but I was so strong in the literature and anything that had to do with writing or things like that. What I had to learn was I had to use resources. I had to take some classes that weren't really going to work toward my degree because I had to catch up. And once I accepted the fact, then college became probably one of the, besides my kids and husband, one of the greatest accomplishments to get through. And it took me probably 10 years or so going part-time because I still work full-time. But they were older, and they actually helped me in college. So the kids really do come in handy when they're computer literate. They got more to offer as far as help than I think most parents realize.
Yes, because for your love of writing, you became an author. Let's talk about the book.
Wow, yeah, that book. You know, we have hardships in life, and we can't make them go away, but it's our perspective of how we eventually look at those things that happen to us. And I realized that once I wasn't a victim anymore about my situation with my son's father, you know, we weren't married. He wasn't ready to be a father. Once I accepted the fact that this is my reality and I'm going to be the change agent, I needed to share that with other women to say we're not our so-called mistakes. We're not what we're born into, that no matter what happens to us, we can use that as a stepping stone to become the greatest version of ourselves and have the best life that we can ever want for ourselves and our family. I wanted to share a lot of my pain points, but in the book I also give them strong advice and suggestions on how to get through these hardships that we, you know, that most of us go through. And I just had been counseling a lot of women, and one day I just decided I just want to share my story of hope and of triumph. And I mean, people have read it, and they emailed me, and they said, oh, my God, just to see that you struggled and you kept going, inspiring me to get up and get back. And I look at my life differently because I don't see myself anymore as a victim. I see myself as a victor. So that was important that I get over the shame because for years I felt it. But someone said, what are you ashamed of? You triumphed over all of that. And share your story. And I finally sat down and I penned it myself.
Yes. And for all the listeners out there, the book is entitled The Secret Behind the Secret to Success. And Mama T's website,
www.mamathomas.com.
Yes, ma'am.
You can also
purchase the book. You can purchase the book
on my website.
Yes. All right, and I know you've been working out in your basement, so I'm loving the video. So,
thank you.
Any final words today, Mama T?
Well, what I'm going to say is we have to find that one thing that will help steady us and get us through the storm. For me now, I'm going through a lot of emotional situation. My mom is sick, and I find that exercise takes a lot of that stress off of me. So you can find a way to exercise. You don't have to have a membership. All you need is a space. YouTube, they have free exercise programs, but it makes you feel good. And when you feel good and you have more energy, you are looking at life with a smile on your face. Don't stay in the doldrums. If you're depressed or something, if it's not clinically, try to get outside, get some fresh air, and exercise, because you'll feel so much better and you'll be more productive and you'll have a positive outlook no matter what, because you know you'll get through it. So just keep going and keep growing.
I want to thank you so much, Mama T, for taking the time out to bless us today. I also would like to thank my producer, Madeline Bass. Thank you. She's on the line. Do you have any words today? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Awesome. Thank you so much. No, I don't have anything. It's just a beautiful interview. I'm so grateful for the information and the sharing that you've given us, Ms. Thomas. I appreciate you talking to us today, and I'm going to let Ms. Tanya Jackson have it back, but I just appreciate both of you very much.
Thank you so much. Glad to be a part of this.
All right. Again, I want to thank you, Mama T. Hugs and love, and you have a wonderful night.
You too, and thank you again for inviting me, thinking of me to invite me. I appreciate you.
All right. For all the listeners out there, that's Mama T. Everybody have a good night.
Good night.